More baby boomers live in Alaska than any other state, and AARP is the largest single-member organization in Alaska with more than 91,000 members. Those baby boomers begin to turn 65 next year. AARP National President Lee Hammond calls January 1, 2011, the symbolic beginning of the aging of America. Hammond has been in Alaska this week to demystify federal health care and Social Security, perhaps the most important laws for those facing old age. In Juneau on Tuesday, nearly 100 people turned out at 7 a.m. to hear him. He also spoke in Anchorage and Ketchikan. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports.
AARP is not an organization for old people. Membership can begin at age 50, retired or not. And years ago, it gave up the name American Association of Retired Persons. Over the last century, according to the National Center for Health Statistics, life expectancy at birth increased from 46 to 75 years for men and 48 to 80 years for women. Less than 20 years from now, the number of adults over the age of 65 will have nearly doubled from what it is today.
One out of every five Americans will be 65 or older.
AARP National President W. Lee Hammond says that's a major reason the Federal Health Care Overhaul, or Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is a good idea. By the year 2030,
the 65 and over population will grow faster than the general population in all 50 states.
Consider Alaska. The last frontier is aging at a faster rate than the rest of the country. Between 1990 and 2000, the number of residents over the age of 65 grew four times the national average. The capital city is aging even faster than the rest of the state. The latest Juneau Economic Indicators report estimates that 30% of Juneau's population will be over 55 by the year 2020.
Our ability to adapt our healthcare system to an aging nation may turn out to be the paramount challenge for America, and most certainly for Alaska in the 21st century.
Hammond heads up the AARP Board of Directors, which sets policy for the organization. It's a volunteer post, and his two-year term began as Congress took up health care reform. He testified often on behalf of the AARP's 38 million members, and he'll be on the hot seat again as lawmakers debate changes to Social Security. The nonprofit, non-governmental organization was founded 62 years ago. It grew out of an association for retired teachers created in response to the need for health insurance. AARP has become one of the most powerful lobbying groups in the U.S. It also has earned a reputation for providing credible information.
In today's society, everything becomes viral the minute after it is said, one way or another. The things that get the most play are the things that are incorrect and maybe have a little basis in fact, but are built up the wrong way. So those are the things that we try and work with.
Remember the term death panels? It is not part of the new health care law and never was. But it's one of those rumors that went viral, and some older Americans still worry.
And what is vitally important for AARP members, the new law leaves medical decisions in the hands of you and your doctors.
It's estimated the new law will help 32 million Americans who have no form of health care. As Hammond on Tuesday was clarifying the requirement that people purchase some sort of medical insurance by 2014, a federal judge in Florida said he likely would allow a lawsuit challenging that provision to proceed. Alaska is one of 20 states joining that class action suit. The law says those who choose to remain uninsured will pay a penalty of $95 or 1% of their income, whichever is greater. Hammond says that's the only penalty.
People will not be fined, for example, if their income is so low that they don't have to file tax returns. If the premiums for the cheapest insurance plan available would cost more than 8% of their income. And no, the government will not seize property or use liens to enforce the law, nor will it send people to jail.
Federal agencies are currently writing regulations for the complicated and controversial Health Care Act. Much of it doesn't go into effect until 2014. Organizations like AARP are closely monitoring implementation of the new law, and Hammond says AARP will provide objective information that can be trusted. The AARP website is updated frequently. It's www.aarp.org/getthefacts. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.